Rechner Egner Writes Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is a creative screen adaptation of graphic novel series Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim is a quirky 22-year-old band member who falls in love with a girl named Ramona Flowers. The catch is she comes with baggage in the form of 7 evil exes out to kill him unless he defeats them. The eye-catching visuals effects gives you the idea that you're watching a video game inside of a movie. When we first meet Scott, his band and certain characters there all have description boxes that pop up giving you their age, name, and one cool fact about them. The incorporation of graphic novel and video game effects, like the P-bar meter that pops up every time Scott has emptied his bladder while urinating, or Scott's literally snatching a life from mid-air symbolizing his figuratively getting a life, after he defeats 2 of Ramona's evil exes, the Kananaki twins. The effects makes the movie fun and enjoyable to watch. The film's quick dialogue is filled with dry sarcasm that leaves you wondering with what they'll say next, and with many way homers jokes you get on the way home. When Steven Stills, the Talon, is talking about the new gig they just received, and how not only will Knives be wearing Sex Bomb shirts, but so will the cool kids too. And Knives and her naive 17-year-old way do not realize that she had just been insulted. A favorite exchange is when Scott finally figures out why they are called 7 evil exes instead of 7 evil ex-boyfriends, as one of the female characters, Roxy, returns for battle with Scott. Scott, who has a deep inflation for lesbians, realizes that Roxy and Ramona have been an item before. During Scott's battle with the vegan Todd, Scott was punched so hard he flew into the sky, and upon landing, he asked Ramona, "If I pee my pants, would you pretend it's raining?" Ramona replied, "But it's not raining." Not only is the film filled with blaring sounds of video games, but is also underscored by a really cool independent music soundtrack. Scott's band, Sex Bob, which they believe is terrible, actually has a really unique indie sound. Through a co-worker, Steven enters them into Toronto's International Battle of the Bands, where they're up against a number of talented bands. Their goal is to win a record contract with G-Man and be able to open at the Chaos Theater in New York City. The music is climax when Sex Bob is asked to open for G-Man's top act, The Clash at Demon Head, where the lead singer is Scott's ex-girlfriend, Envy Adams. Unfortunately, the bass player, Todd, happens to be one of Ramona's evil exes. No matter what your favorite genre of song is, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack is catchy and will have you singing it in your head for weeks to come.